Sal Pal, how are we today?
Well, we're doing good, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I got a clogged right ear. You know, I can only hear in mono. So I'm only hearing you in mono.
All right. I'm okay in mono. I'm all right.
Yeah, you kind of sound the same in mono than you do in stereo.
Good.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this. I heard something today that made me back off of Nick Foles playing game one, and I don't know why, so maybe you
Nick
can explain
Foles
it to
playing
me.
Game.
Excuse me,
Carson
I keep saying, yeah, I mean, I keep saying Nick Foles. Carson Wentz, because he said it's going to be close as far as game one goes. Now, normally when you hear him talk about game one, it was always gung-ho, and, you know, he expects to be ready a whole bit. It's going to be close, set me back a little bit. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. You know, you and I have been talking about this for months at 5:15 on Tuesday afternoons at 97.5 The Fanatic on the Mike Missanelli show. And I have refused to say every single time that I thought he would be ready for week one because I'm not sure. I don't think anybody's sure. It's completely clear to me that he has not fully healed. That the doctors are waiting for him to be fully healed to clear him for full contact. That's pretty clear to me. And I think the fact that two Saturdays ago when he was on the field in the 11-on-11 and the bodies were falling around him and it was too close for comfort, everybody said, okay, all right, let's back it off here because we can't have even a risk of contact with the knee. And I think that's the bottom line here. He will be cleared to play when the knee can withstand a hit.
And we're not going to know that. So
we're not going to know that until, you know, and I'm just going to make an educated guess based on years of experience and reporting on this subject. There's got to be another MRI examination of that knee done by the surgeon who did the surgery, who has got to clear him along with the new medical staff, the new training staff of the Philadelphia Eagles in conjunction with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and Doug Peterson.
Hmm. Do you know if that's planned?
No. I didn't say that. I said exactly the opposite. I said I don't know, but I'm making an educated guess that there's got to be another examination of the knee before he's cleared.
Okay.
Makes sense, correct?
I would think that they would have to go down that road.
Yes, for sure. Yep. I think they're trying to be as judicious and cautious as possible because this is not for the next 10 weeks. It's for the next 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. When this guy's 33 and 34 years old, he'll be the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field and making have made already $200 or $300 million, whatever the salary cap is. And you and I will be on the USS Palantonio somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico.
Sounds good. We're like, are we going to be like Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman?
Yeah,
I'm going to find you sand in the boat.
And yeah,
I'm coming
exactly.
In.
All right. Exactly. And, you know, we'll come up for the games. And, you know, we'll be watching number 11. By that time, they'll have won 3 or 4 Super Bowls.
I like that. Now, let's talk about Alshon Jeffrey.
So this is not about the next 10 weeks. I mean,
no, I get you.
People need to really just hit, for crying out loud, please hit the pause button on the daily watch of Carson Wentz. You got the Super Bowl MVP as quarterback, Nick Foles. And you want Carson Wentz to be around for 10 years. Hit the pause button on the constant conjecture about whether he's going to play September 6th. I've been trying to preach that all summer long.
Well, it's a legitimate conjecture. Let's talk about Alshon Jeffrey. Well, it is. I mean, that's what people want to talk about.
It's a legitimate hit the pause button, though.
Yeah, all right. It may be. Alshon Jeffrey. Tell me about what's going on with this, because I'm starting to fret this situation a little bit, that he's not in the lineup game one.
Well, you know, it's very difficult. It's one thing for a quarterback to miss the entire preseason and then play week one, but it's another thing if you're a skilled position player who's got to run around the field. And Alshon Jeffrey is on the physically unable to perform list. And so he's, you know, first got practice and then he got to get into football shape. So, you know, if you don't start doing that pretty soon, you're not going to be ready September 6th.
All right. That doesn't make me feel good. I don't like this game. It doesn't make me feel good. This first game.
Well, we're like 3 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like 3 weeks away. And the last time the Falcons came in, they scored how many points? 10. They scored 10 mm-hmm. points. They had 20 rushes and I believe 20 passing attempts. So I'm not worried about that matchup against the Falcons. I'm really not. I would say if you were looking for one area of concern, it's that Nigel Bradham is not going to play in the game because he's got that one-game suspension.
Yeah, I don't think we
even considered that. So if I'm the Falcons, right, I'm running the football from the moment they come off the bus.
Yeah.
And they just say, all right, we're going to try to dominate the line of scrimmage from start to finish. That's what I would do. But the problem is that the Eagles are going to score points. This offense can score points.
What's the atmosphere going to be? I mean, tomorrow's a preseason game, but it's the Eagles and the Patriots. And so I assume that there'll be a little more of a juiced atmosphere for this than the normal preseason game.
Absolutely. I think it'll be rocking at Gillette Stadium for sure. It always is. It's a great place to watch a game. The fans are as into it as the Philly fans. And you know, they come out and support that team, and I'm sure with the Eagles coming in and now they got the two big billboards that were erected there on Route 1 and one right outside the stadium.
No.
Have you seen that?
No. What are they?
Oh my gosh. You got to go on John Clark's Twitter feed and check it out. Go on John Clark's Twitter feed. He's got pictures of these.
The station Instagram has it as well, we're told. All right.
It's unbelievable.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the gauntlet has been set down, and those people in Boston don't like that. So it's definitely going to be a hostile atmosphere. And I'm anxious to see what happens on Thursday night. I think the offense of the Eagles is definitely evolving. And I was listening to you earlier. You know, if you're lining up against the Falcons on September 6th without Alshon Jeffrey, and you're going two tight end sets a lot with what I've seen in practice with Dallas Goedert and with Zach Ertz, and then Mike Wallace on the outside trying to lift the top off the defense, Mike Wallace better catch the ball when it comes to him. That's the bottom line. The ball's going to be there, and he's got to catch the football. He's shown speed in camp, no question. And he's starting to, as Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, said yesterday, the quarterbacks are starting to understand where he's going to be on the field, you know, because there's a certain amount of intuition that goes on and, you know, on sort of sight reading on the football field between a quarterback and a wide receiver. We all know that. It doesn't just happen overnight. You can't just add water. And now that Foles and Wallace will be on the field a lot more at these preseason games, Wallace is going to be important, very, very important, because they're going to line up two tights, try to control the middle of the field, and he's going to have to occupy a safety deep down the field, and then when the ball gets there, catch it.
Sal, give me some news on the book. I understand it's going gangbusters.
Michael,
Philly special.
It's the number one football book in America, Michael.
Wow.
On Amazon.com.
That's awesome, brother. Congratulations.
Today was the official launch date, and it's already number one football book in America. I just can't thank this radio station enough, 97.5. You and Ant and everybody in the front office there have done a tremendous job supporting this book. Thank you, Eagles fans from Allentown to Atlantic City who have embraced this. And the book is for everybody. I mean, it really is. It's a gift from me to Eagles fans.
Yes, I've been reading it, and it's amazing.
What do you think, Michael?
I think it's great. It's amazing how much you forget the little details of every game, and that's what I like, you bringing all that stuff back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted to do. Week in, week out, give you an inside detailed look and tell you something that I tell you something you didn't know in Philly Special.
It's a good deal, man. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Michael.
There he is. Sal Powell, brought to us by Univest.